This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Eric, we got Jay Moore, we got you. For a three-hour ride here on this St. Patrick's Day, we'll open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and all the shows here at ESPN 1000. And Cap, we were able to hear from the general manager for the Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles. He spoke to the press because there's been a flurry of action the last 7 days for the Bears. So he had to speak on it, and we've been talking about it. So why can't he step to the podium here on the home of the Bears? And he did yesterday.
He spoke yesterday, and I love listening to the guy. I love that he's deliberate in his moves. He's not just blowing through cap space, locking guys up if he doesn't know if they have a long-term fit here. It's not going to make people happy, but he is taking a longer view of how he's going to rebuild this thing. He's not trying to win next year, and that's a fact. Did he go out and blow a huge contract on a tackle? He did not. Did he go get edge rushers? He did not. He loves the linebackers he brought in. We'll hear from him on that. But I'm reading you from Brad Biggs' column today. Brad can't block me in the paper. Mm-hmm. And it says, credit Ryan Poles with transparency. Without telling you, he told you the rebuilding project is a three-year process. The Bears are going to need next offseason, both free agency and the draft, where they have Carolina's first-round pick in addition to their own, to stock the depth chart the way they want. There are going to be positions that are weak spots, and it's hard to imagine the D-line being a strength in 2023. I am okay with that if he hits on the majority of his moves. No one's perfect. No one's going to hit on every move. But picking at number nine, he even talked yesterday, you heard it, where he could trade down, he could trade up. So we don't know if he's ending up picking at nine. Right now, that's what he owns. But to know that he's got two number one picks in 24, he's got his first and his second and Carolina's second in 25, and he's given Justin Fields a chance to be successful next year with DJ Moore and Chase Claypool and a healthy Darnell Mooney. Let's see where we're at in 12 months.
The reason why that the Bears are in this position is because they want to start fresh. They want to start from the beginning. And the beginning is to be able to lose out to get the number one draft pick. And you see what the Bears have done with that number one draft pick. I think to the average fan, someone will look at these moves the last 7 days and say, hey, the Bears are going the right direction. Here we go. Well, not yet here we go, because if you take a look at the rest of the moves that the Bears have to make, the offensive line and defensive line, that is still going to take time even for those new players to be able to progress. So that's the whole thing with this. I know that it's difficult for the average fan to hear that you've got to be more patient because look how bad the Bears have been over the years. But understand that they say they want to build this the right way. We heard this from Kevin Warren, the president. We heard this from Ryan Poles. We want to do this the right way. No shortcuts. What they meant by shortcuts is let's just ramrod a whole bunch of quality players or veterans from free agency in and try to win yesterday. It doesn't work that way. They want to have sustained success this time. No pop-up championships. They want to be able to get it done where they could say incrementally, we got better this upcoming season, 2024 we're going to get better, to the point where you can see the Bears as a perennial playoff team. And listen, I can't tell you that how to feel as a Bears fan. Cap can't tell you how to feel as a Bears fan, but Ryan Poles is telling you the blueprint of what they're looking at.
Right now, you get the sense of we gotta fix everything right now, and the opportunities are going to be limited. But I feel comfortable with between the rest of free agency, we're only 2 days into it, as well as in the draft, that we can get that group as good as we possibly can. And at the same time, there are going to be some weak spots on our roster that we can't fix everything, but we are going to stay flexible to do the best we can to get better. And then, again, if you go from a short-term thinking of we got to do everything right now, you extend that out and do things the right way, over time we'll be able to heal up all of those positions.
If this was going to be a name of an era on an obvious shirt, it would be doing this the right way era for the Chicago Bears.
Correct. Pay attention, Joe Johnson, my guy at Obvious Shirts. Doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 1 + 2 = 6. There's his next shirt. 1 + 2 = 6. Justin being one, DJ Moore being number two. And that should equal touchdowns.
Yep.
And you should get better. Nate Davis should help you on your offensive line. Kicking Cody Whitehair probably in to center should make you a better team. And then maybe Tevin Jenkins goes to left guard. And then you got to find a right tackle. That's probably what you're going to draft. Broderick Jones, reportedly from Georgia, intrigues them.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have moved into the number one offensive line spot in the draft coming out of the combine. He's a big, big man and athletic. Played in a great program at Georgia. Peter Skoronski, they like a lot. And Paris Johnson from Ohio State, they like a lot. So they should have their pick at 9. He said, we could package something and move back up if there's someone we like.
Yeah.
So do you take the tackle? Do you take Jalen Carter? He also said, we're going to bring him in. We're going to work to figure out what is going on with this young man because there's too much talent to just immediately go, nah, not interested. And 3 years, he's 21 years old, Hoodie. 3 years from now, he's going to be 24 in the prime of screen. You go, we left who on the table?
Yeah. Like the combine, it's a collection of information. We got some there. We got more, you know, at the pro day. We'll bring him in and talk to him and get to know him even better. And in some point in mid-April, we'll sit down and put it all on the table and see how we want to handle it.
If you're a Bears fan in this era of Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren and what George McCaskey is putting together, you have to be practical and understand that look at where the Bears were a couple of years ago. You were screaming and calling us and getting on your message boards and getting on social media saying change has to happen. Well, this is what change looks like. When you say change, I always make this parallel of a politician. Someone wins an election, like an alderman wins an election, and you vote for that this alderman. This alderman wins, and then you look out your window the next day and say, wait a minute, I voted for this guy. That pothole in my neighborhood's still there.
I knew that.
I voted for this guy. What about the pothole? Because change does not happen just because you vote someone in. The same thing with regime change. It'd be awesome for the Bears to be able to rise up from 3 wins to the playoffs and say, now we're ready to go. But understand that even with the new players that are being implemented by the Bears via the draft and free agency, they still have to be able to work together. Nothing works in concert immediately as soon as the season starts. That's why I'm patient enough to see how this all materializes. Look, we can look at the Bengals as a great example of a team that was just a lousy franchise for a long time. Lousy ownership going in just a bad direction. Look how the quarterback changed the fortunes of everything. You put Joe Burrow, a winner, in there from college, and look what's happened. Same thing here with the Bears. You just have to wait to see how this all materializes. And I think that that's practical as a Bears fan to look at it that way.
I got a chance to talk to Theo Epstein on the phone, and he said a really telling comment. He goes, go back to the start of it, when he got here. He goes, what did I say at the beginning? And it's true. 59% of the moves, roughly, that a good GM makes will work out. That means you're going to miss a whole lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
If you take all the moves, did he hit on Jason Hayward? Great dude. Didn't work out as well as he hoped. Did it work on, who was the closer? It was always her. Brandon Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
Did it work on Tyler Chatwood? But it certainly worked on Bryant and Rizzo. So add them all up. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to hit on every draft pick. You're not going to hit on every signing. And there are going to be plans that you set down and go, son of a what? Who got hurt? He did what?
Yeah.
Things happen, man.
It's part of it.
It's part of putting a team together. That's why I hope we go 17-0, go to the Super Bowl, win 100-0, and everyone's right by here going down State Street with a parade. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
It's not that easy to go from 3-14 to, well, we had cap space, we got draft picks, we traded number one, we're back. No. That's not how it works.
Do you see why? Do you see why
someone... Hold on. You got to say what just went
by. Oh, there's a man that went by with a kilt. He was walking his dog. Oh,
he was walking a dog that might have weighed 6 pounds.
Yes.
He was dressed in a Scottish kilt,
mm-hmm.
and he was almost as big as you.
Yeah.
With a dog that weighed 6.2 pounds.
Absolutely.
That was a great scene.
St. Patrick's Day.
But that's Scottish, right? Isn't that, is he in the wrong country at the moment?
I don't know. I think that,
right.
I think it's all-encompassing on St. Patrick's Day. You wear what you want. I think that's what it is.
You end up wearing what you want. That's for sure.
Jaymore, yes. You need a little shipping up to Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Jay Moore says, no thanks.
Yeah, I'll pass.
And rightfully so. So I look at it like this. The reason why I tell you every morning, almost every morning, Cap, that my whole emphasis on the Bears is based on what's best for Justin Fields is because at least we know that you can work with Justin Fields and say, yeah, you know what? You're raw. You're not green, but you're raw. Mm-hmm. You're a raw talent, and there's a lot more to work with. And I always say what's ever best for Justin Fields because for the short term, at least for the next couple of years, he's going to be the Bears quarterback. Now, what do you put around him? Offensive line, offensive weapons like DJ Moore, and also on the defensive side, too. We can't turn a blind eye to that, Cap. Can't turn a blind eye to it because that helps Justin Fields, too. If you're able to make some stops here and there, mm-hmm. that also helps the offense.
No doubt.
So my centerpiece for all of our conversations, the centerpiece is Justin Fields and what's best for him. And then you move around the team and try to get better free agency and draft-wise. And that's my whole world as a Bears fan. What's best for him? Because at this point in time, there are very few cornerstones in this franchise where you say, we got to do what's best for, our corners. Hey, I do best what was best for our secondary. No, it's about Justin Fields. Number one, take care of him, and then the rest will take care of itself. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Eric, let's open the phone lines and ask you, the Bears fan. Now that you've heard from Ryan Poles, we'll hear more from Poles here this hour. But based on Poles' moves, is he building to contend next season or for the next 3 years? Again, there's been a lot of movement over the last 7 days. What are you comfortable with as a Bears fan? Well, let's test your patience here this Friday morning about what the Bears are doing. And again, is this for next year or is this next 3 years? And how do you feel about that as a Bears fan? 312-332-3776. Cap and I will take your phone calls and also hear from Ryan Poles coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. I'd like to remind you that we'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah coming up at 10. They're in for Greeny. Then it's the combination of Carmen and Sylvie between 12 and 3. Right into White Sox baseball. The White Sox take on the Cubs today. We'll have that coverage at 3 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Cap and I are talking about Ryan Poles as he got a chance to speak to the media yesterday. Good to hear from Poles giving his thoughts on the Bears and he talked about a number of things. He says, you know, I guess the question about why make that deal now with Carolina? Why do you do it now?
I did. And we had a lot of conversations about that. You know, the noise around it was crazy compensation. But I think at some point, when you feel comfortable with what you're receiving, you pull the trigger. Sometimes you wait too long and things, you know, move on. Trades are hard. I mean, when you're a part of them and they pop up and you're having those conversations, they're not comfortable conversations, especially when you're moving on from a player. So, you know, the longer that you're talking about it and thinking about it, you can start to sway a little bit. So when we hit in a position where I was comfortable, we were good with it.
So the thoughts there from Ryan Poles.
So could he have held on to the pick and maybe gotten another pick in there? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able, and he told us in Indy, if I can address a position before free agency and feel good about the total package, I got no problem doing it. That's exactly what he did. He got a 26. That kid's going to turn 26 this season.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Moore.
Yep.
He's a stud. Now, is he 6'5"? No. Is he the fastest guy in the league? No. Is he a really damn good football player? Yes, he is. And a great fit in the room. He's excited to be here. So, if you get a deal that you feel comfortable with, what was the line in Scarface? Don't be a chaser. That's a pig that don't fly straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to get more than you're entitled to. He made a hell of a deal, man. He got a number one receiver, which we desperately needed.
Mm-hmm.
He got a pick in the top 10. He got another number one. He got another number two and another number two. They're good. We as Bears fans should be very pleased with what he's done so far because I believe he's trying to build this the right way. Is it going to be as fast as some people want? It's not. They don't have that depth.
Take a look at the draft picks that the Bears have accumulated so far here just in the last 7 days. A second-round pick in 2023, a first-round pick in 2024, a second-round pick in 2025, along with getting DJ Moore. Linebackers Tremaine Edmonds and linebacker TJ Edwards. The offensive guard in Nate Davis. Defensive lineman DeMarcus Walker. Travis Homer as a running back and PJ Walker as a backup as the Bears cut Trevor Siemian. So as we go to the phone lines, let me add another layer to this, Cap. Okay?
Bring it on.
So we talk about patience, and we talk about billing it the right way. Now, I could easily say that based on the roster composition at this point in time, before we even get to the draft, that it's going to take time for the team to gel.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't throw talent out there and expect to win. It's not the NBA. We try to have layered stars, and it'll increase our chances to win. Just put four shooters out there, right? It doesn't work that way.
Correct.
But in the NFL, when we talk about patience, that same patience we have to think about is with Justin Fields. Now, we say 2 or 3 year process, and the question always is in the back of my head, if it does take 3 years, does that mean that Justin Fields go along with that patience, that process?
Not necessarily.
Well, that's the whole thing with this, right? So, but there is the push and pull of this. I don't know if we'll ever come to the definitive answer in that if we say, hey, Bears fans, it's going to take 2 years. Starting now for this Bears team to be good. Okay, so if you're losing, if wins don't matter this upcoming season,
mm-hmm.
and they're winning six games, mm-hmm. seven games, that means there's a struggle somewhere. There's holes in the roster, but there might be a struggle at the quarterback position.
There might be.
Okay, so here's the problem. Justin Fields should not have to wear a Superman cape to be able to overcome the deficiencies on this football team.
Well.
But you're asking him to. In that spot.
Not necessarily, because, look, they did nothing to fix their defensive line. Nothing.
Not yet.
They've gotten a couple of journeyman guys that will be in the rotation. Mm-hmm. That's it. They have the worst defensive front four in the National Football League. That's just a fact. And dropping Jalen Carter in there at 21 years of age does not guarantee you're going to fix it overnight. That's just a fact. But offensively, if Chase Claypool is decent,
yeah.
DJ Moore is a really good player.
Yeah.
If Mooney is healthy, I've given you one really good and two competent receivers. Cole Kmet, pretty good player. The offensive line should be better.
Should be. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you are upgrading center, ostensibly, by moving Cody White here inside or drafting somebody, and you've got a couple of different things done to fix that offensive line, Dante Foreman, I love David Montgomery. I wish he was still here.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's not going to pay him that contract. Okay. Dante Foreman, he got on a one-year deal. He had more yards and more carries than David Montgomery. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, if that is what you're able to get, Justin's got some weapons to be decent. He does. Defensively, and you said it, I'm quoting you, worst defense of your lifetime.
That's correct.
They have not fixed it. That's also a fact. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens. We'll see where it goes.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number here on Cap and Jay Hood. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you, see if you have the patience, if you have the stomach for two or three more years of ineptitude or underachievement or building, depending on how you look at it, right? Based on your purview.
Yeah, I think it's building. I think he's being smart. They're not going to blow all this cap space. You can roll it over. And you got to make a decision next summer, not this coming summer, summer 24. Are you giving him the fifth-year option, Justin? And if you're not, well, then you're drafting a quarterback.
It's a big, big question.
Big question.
Tommy and Rogers Park on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Sparky?
What's going on? So my point is, I say that they're going to be slow rolling it for a couple of years. I like what they're building. But I'm hearing all this about Justin and polls and possible trades. When are we going to start putting Eberflus on the hot seat a little bit and seeing what we're going to expect from him in a couple of years? Because everybody's got expectations for polls, new president, new stadium. But I don't hear enough people talking about expectations for Eberflus.
What do you think of him?
You know what? I think he knows how to lose because he was dealt a worse hand that most coaches should start off with. But I think the clock starts now, and I expect at least a 5 or 6 win season out of him. If not, he needs to go because he's an unknown, and we're putting too much time, money, and effort into a project that deserves something better than some hits program that a lot of people are mocking already that we don't even know if it works or not.
Okay.
We appreciate the phone call from Shay Norling. Go ahead.
Exactly. Thank you, Shay. Take your day off and do something else. Enjoy your life. So, Shay says that. Tommy says that. There is not a coach dead or alive that would have done much with last year's team. In fact, they were in more games. I don't think that was representative of the talent. There are things. It's a week-to-week league. Because they were in the game with the Eagles, they're not close to the Eagles. That's just a fact. Because they were in the game with the Dolphins, they're not close to the Dolphins. That's just a fact. But how do you hold Matt Eberflus at fault for last year? You can't. You can't. He had the worst pass rush in the league.
Right.
You could have dropped the late Buddy Ryan back in there. He would not have gotten pressure on the quarterback. Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus are in lockstep, and he told us that in Indianapolis.
Sure.
He said, Matt has been a great partner with me because he understands what I'm trying to do.
I think from Tommy's standpoint, though, he's wondering, okay, so how do you assess the job that Eberflus is doing if you're not ready to win yet?
I don't know if you can unless is the locker room frayed like it was under Mark Trestman. We know it was awful in there. No. Guys play for him. I think that team plays hard most of the time. I think guys made business decisions late in the year. I ain't getting hurt.
Yeah.
I got free agency coming up. But other than that, I think they play hard. I think he tries.
Yeah.
He had no chance, man.
It's an incomplete. I don't know what that is. And this past year, I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
He had zero chance.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. But I think it's going to be great for him when he gets Arlington Heights, you know, with a visitor's pass. Let's go to Bloomingdale.
Wow.
Here's Jim on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Jimmy?
I think you would agree that from polls, press conference, he's looking at like a 2-3 year plan here. So you got this draft, the next draft, some free agents. I got a guy. He's coming out next year, under the radar. His name is Jerzon Newton, Johnny Newton, defensive tackle, U of I. He's my granddaughter's father, and he's a stud, all Big Ten. He was one of 30 players got invited to the combine this year. NFL invites 30 players just to get comfortable for next year's draft. Kid's a football geek, and come up every weekend to our place up in Bloomingdale up here from Champaign. He's looking at film. I mean, two weeks ago.
Well, again, so anyway, Jim,
Johnny Newton.
We appreciate the call.
You look him up.
And we hope he has a great year. And I hope he ends up here and he's an amazing player. But we're more focused on what they're doing right this second.
Yes. I'm sure that young man will be terrific.
Yes. And that's cool that he got invited to the combine.
In the XFL. All right, coming up, we will talk more about the Bears.
All right.
What did I say wrong?
It's the NFL.
Not for this kid. I don't know who that is. Wow. Coming up next, we'll talk about your patience. We're just testing your patience this morning as a Bears fan. Do you have the patience for a three-year rebuild? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. We don't know how long it'll take, but it's not going to be this upcoming season. Ryan Poles told you that. And also still to come, a question mark about a guy that should be a top pick in the draft, but he will not, based on his own volition. We'll talk about that as well on the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n J. Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bulls' Lonzo Ball to have a third surgery on his knee. The 25-year-old point guard will undergo a third surgical procedure on his left knee in 14 months. According to Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN, the Bulls will take on the Timberwolves tonight at 7 o'clock at the UC. The Bears added a couple more players to the roster, tight end Robert Tonyan, as well as running back Deontay Foreman, all part of the Chicago Bears team. Michael Jordan is in serious talks to sell his majority stake of the Charlotte Hornets. Also, the Northwestern Wildcats in first-round NCAA tournament action. The Wildcats defeat Boise State, as heard here on ESPN 1000, by the score of 75-67. Also, Arkansas over Illinois, 73-63. The Sox and Cubs, they'll hook it up today at 3 o'clock right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. Jay Moore.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood right here on ESPN 1000. Also, we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you to go to Twitter at ESPN 1000. You can still vote on our Cap and Jay Hood Breakfast Madness Tournament. It's still out there. There's some controversial picks. There are controversial seedings, but you can still pick and choose who can move on to the next round of our Breakfast Madness Tournament. Check it out at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. Cap and I are talking to you about the Bears at 312-332-3776. In this regard, we're talking about Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles says, hey, you're not trying to fix everything in one offseason.
Right now, you get the sense of we gotta fix everything right now. And the opportunities are going to be limited, but I feel comfortable with between the rest of free agency. We're only 2 days into it, as well as in the draft, that we can get that group as good as we possibly can. And at the same time, there are going to be some weak spots on our roster that we can't fix everything, but we are going to stay flexible to do the best we can to get better. And then, again, if you go from a short-term thinking of we got to do everything right now, you extend that out and do things the right way, over time we'll be able to heal up all of those positions.
No shortcuts, Cap. They're trying to build this the right way.
And you have been eloquently preaching that for a few weeks. Let me read you something from an analyst that follows the data and research part of the National Football League. Bears under Ryan Poles have built one of the most extensive research and data teams within the NFL, from said analyst. Quote, our off-season workflow is simple. The coaches create a scheme. Our scouts narrow down players who fit that scheme and then assign each player a grade. Our data team uses the grade along with snap-based metrics and athletic scores to create an updated grade. And then Ryan Poles does market analysis better than any finance buff we have and assigns a dollar value corresponding to each grade. We then follow that formula. Ryan emphasizes to all of us, we must use our skills and abilities to collaborate and succeed. And that when we hand out big money, it's because we failed in our collaboration. Big money equals shortcuts. We do not take shortcuts.
David in Woodridge is on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. All right, David. Go ahead, Dave. Dave going David. Once. Going twice.
Gone.
Three times a lady.
Derek!
What are you saying,
hey,
Derek?
Good morning. Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Derek is in Brooklyn on the ESPN Chicago app. Go ahead, D.
Yes, sir, Captain Jay. Yeah, listen, I want to say this. You know how, like, you're walking past an open lot, and a week later you walk past it again, and then you see the trucks and the dirt and everything? That's what Ryan Poles is doing, man. He has a project, and it's not going to be put together in one draft or one season. It's going to take some time. So I'm a Bears fan where I'm willing to be patient. I'm enjoying the process. I like what he's doing. I don't have an issue. I like what he did in the draft. A lot of Bears fans are calling saying we could have got more. Listen, he said it yesterday. He didn't want to be greedy. He got the best package, and he got a player with the package. So what more do these other Bears fans want? You know what I mean? That's all I want to say. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll continue to listen. Go Bears. Bear down, baby. Let's do it.
Bear down. Absolutely. Now, of course, Jay Moore, as you well know, those vacant lots that Derek's talking about, we see it one day, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, it's a check in the cash place. That's usually the way it works in the neighborhood.
Right.
Where'd that come from? Wait a minute. Oh, it's a bitty supply. Another one. But he's right that he's slowly building towards something sustainable. So I totally understand that.
Yeah, and that's what he has told us. He told us that off the air. It's going to take time, guys. We don't have depth on our roster. Nobody plays 17 games anymore. I got to have depth, and we don't have it. You cannot fix it overnight.
But again, I'll circle back to you, and this is something that you and I are going to be talking about a lot. Because this is the edict that's been brought down from Ryan Poles saying this is the direction we want to go. I would like to know, I wish I knew, what the success rate will be for Justin Fields throughout all this.
Mm-hmm.
If I like the scenario that you painted. The scenario you painted is, look what I've given you. I gave you a number one wide receiver, for Christ's sake. I gave you DJ Moore. Right,
you and I traded for a two.
And I made you. You got to make something out of Claypool. We mm-hmm. think that he's a tweener. He could be something, but you got to get the best out of him. He's got to get the best out of you. Communicate. Mm-hmm. Komet took, I thought, a big step last year in on a bad team. A big step, I thought, last year, offensively. Okay. So, and you've still got Darnell Mooney. So, figure this out. If you're still at the same spot, you're still making the same mistakes in a year or two, I can understand why the Bears would say, okay. If this is your ceiling, that's a problem. Correct?
That's a problem. Agreed. We also have to understand, I know everyone wants to win 10, 11 games. Yeah, I'm getting tweets. It happens all the time, Cap. We saw the Jaguars do that. The Jaguars have a better quarterback right now. He's more polished. They have more weapons right now. We're not at that spot. We're just not.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what we've done in free agency. Did they address right tackle yet? No. They didn't even keep Riley Reiff, and he got good money to go to New England. And we all thought, Riley Reiff, that guy's done. He got good money. So
you could tweet out your ass and just say whatever you want, but until you're dead ass last with no talent on the team, you can't bring me the Jaguars. You just can't. Like, it's different, Eric.
Jacksonville built, so last year at this time, people had massive questions about Trevor Lawrence and that roster in Jacksonville. They got a new head coach, they got him weapons, and Trevor Lawrence, the beginning of the season, was bad again, and then picked up Doug Peterson's scheme and was good. So, the comparison is there because the roster was bad and the quarterback was bad. And then in that next season, they built it up and it was better. So, I feel like that's a fair comparison.
I mean, the Bears, though, had zero. I mean, look at it. Look at as I said, it's the worst defense of my life, though. We can compare rosters and say there's someone defensively that was getting after the quarterback for Jacksonville.
Bob Hood watched some bad teams in his lifetime.
Yes.
Bad. My dad, he's been gone since 2000. Your dad in that same general vicinity. They watched some bad football teams, but we always played pretty decent defense.
Yeah, man.
We hit. We played hard. Just never quite got it fixed. Ryan Poles said to me at the combine, we took a photo. You remember this after we got done with the interview? Can we take a photo? They wanted to use it for the Bears. We got our copy. And he said, just stick with us. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
We don't have depth on the roster. We don't have picks to address everything. It's going to take some time, but we're going to get it right.
The hope is with the 10 picks that they have in the draft that they'll be address a lot of this. In the issues they have defensively. That's the hope.
It's the hope.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot at the top of the hour on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I have to remind you, we've got Shot or No Shot coming up at the top of the hour. Had a special guest come by.
We did. Joey G came by. He brought us breakfast, cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about him yesterday. And he got us hoodies.
Yes.
How about that?
Love that.
With our name on it.
Love that. Love that.
He calls me the other day. He's like, hey, I got these hoodies. You spell Cap C-A-P, right? I'm like, no. Oh, I'll get another.
It was with a K.
With a K.
Yes.
Yes. Very cool. He's such a good dude, man. Such a good dude. He and I went out to lunch, went and had some Italian beef up at Chickie's. We had a good time, and he wanted to reciprocate, so he brought Shay, Danny, Jay Moore, you and me, monogrammed hoodies. How cool is that?
Some thoughts here from, you know, Jay Moore, I'm going to go with Ian Rappaport, just so it's a long-form conversation about Jalen Carter. So Ian Rappaport is pretty much repeating what Paul said yesterday regarding Jalen Carter in for a top 30 visit to the Bears. Listen.
Certainly, based on the initial reports from those who were there for Jalen Carter and Georgia's pro day, could have gone better. And I think what's going to happen right now is teams are going to do some investigating on their own, as they've been doing, information gathering, and really try to get to know Jalen Carter as a person as well as the player, and try to match what happened at the pro day, what's happened the last couple weeks, and what was on the field at Georgia, which was a very dominant player. I know had the Bears stayed at number one, Jalen Carter probably would have been in the mix. So Ryan Poles planned to spend some time with him at Georgia pro day. That was the initial thought going in, at least when they had the number one pick. Now that they have number nine, it is actually strangely a possibility that he could slip there based on the off the field situation that he has been dealing with, and actually that he resolved today. So for what Ryan Poles wants to do, he's going to bring him in on a top 30 visit. And I would imagine most teams around that spot in the draft are going to bring Jalen Carter in for a visit as well. That is kind of why you do those visits, to get to know him as a person. A lot of questions to be answered, and we just don't know right now how far he is going to fall based on his off-the-field situation.
So thoughts there from Ian Rappaport.
So the question is, and you know, we've got people that tweet the show, we've got friends that say, just take the kid, he's 21, he's got all this talent, work with him. Well, if he couldn't get ready for Georgia's pro day, and that's a big deal at Georgia. Big deal.
Yes, it is.
I mean, they've got, what, 25 guys that are draftable?
Mm-hmm.
And probably going to have, what, 10 guys taken in the draft? Multiple first-rounders. Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Broderick Jones. Like, there's a lot of dudes. And he couldn't get himself through the drills. He was gassed. What does that tell you he's going to do when you hand him a four-year deal? I think the rookie contract is guaranteed for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of dollars. Millions.
Well, you know what, Cap? You know what? He just has to turn it around and bust his ass. Because I'm not a dream killer.
But will he?
Well, I mean, again, that's up to him. But I'm giving him the roadmap to be able to be successful. At this point in time, it doesn't look good. Because you put yourself in that situation, and again, the thing that resonates with me the most is the two people that died while he was there in that drag race in Athens, Georgia. But because of what happened, because he goes to his pro day and gains 9 pounds from the last time we were in Indianapolis, he's gained 9 pounds. We saw the footage. That did not look good. You could tell that he's stressed. You could tell that this is weighing on his mind because everyone's watching. Oh, this guy's going to be a bust already. I mean, he's got two deaths right in front of him here. And they had people pushing him away saying, hey, Jalen, you know, get out of here. You don't want to be part. So there's a big controversy over his head anyway. As a young man, he's got to be able to find a way to be able to get around that. How can he get through that stress that he put on himself?
Well, he also had the pro day on Wednesday. So he knows, are all 32 GMs there? 32 teams were there. I don't know if all GMs. Ryan Poles was there.
Yeah.
And so he's got all that stress. He hasn't been doing his workouts, reportedly. And he knows the next morning he has to get up and go to court and have his situation adjudicated.
Correct.
He got a year of probation. He got 80 hours of community service. He's going to make millions. He got a nominal fine. He splashed all over the news cycle again. He's a 21-year-old kid, and the world is spinning out of control for him. He does not know how to slow it down.
So if I was working with him or talking to him, or if he needed a big brother in this situation, I would say, so now what do you want to do? All of this is part of your resume now. Everyone looks at you as a malcontent or a troublemaker or someone that can't work hard or thinks that you're God's grace, even though you've done all this. Now, it's on you. What are you going to do?
Right.
What do you want to do with your life? Because now you are grown up. You're 21. And yes, we all make mistakes. I'm making them every day, Cap. But in this scenario, what do you want to do? At this point in time, you could turn your life around. You're out of the money when it comes to being a top draft pick, first round draft pick. Now, what do you want to do? How do you change the narrative? It's like the John Morant question with Memphis. You're 23, right? You're brandishing a gun. It's not your gun. You still had a gun. There was more money on that strip club than I've ever seen before. I've never seen that much money on a strip club before. It's to the point where I didn't even know the color of the carpet. You're part of that. Okay, so what are you going to do to turn it around? That's the question.
But I don't.
What did I say wrong?
No, you didn't. My question is, he's 21. You can ask him that question, and it's a great question. What are you going to do to turn it around? Mm-hmm. I just want to be a good player. I want to walk the right line. I want to be good. He doesn't know how to get there. That is like saying to someone who has a problem with whatever, gambling, alcohol, food, whatever it is. They need a roadmap. He needs, maybe he has that person in his life. And if they are, they have not done a good job to this point getting him ready for the next step. He does not have that blueprint. He does not have someone saying, okay, I need you here at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We're going to work out till 10. We're going to have a chef here who's going to cook you a good meal.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go do this. Then we're going to do some psychological this. Then we're getting back in the gym and you're going to do car. Like, I read what some of these other dudes are doing. They have hired, they're because of future earnings, they can borrow the money to do this or their agents pay for it. They've got a nutritionist, and they've got a massage therapist, and they've got a psychologist, and they've got a weightlifting coach, and a cardio coach, and a this, and a that. This whole team guides them basically through their day. What do? You're not going out tonight. Sorry.
Yes.
He needs that.
But, Cap, what I just laid out for you, I'm not saying all general managers, but some will do just exactly what I just said. The whole thing I just laid out for you. So I want you to be part of my team. What are you going to do to turn it around? And it better be the right answer.
So, okay, like a life coach, maybe something like that. Maybe?
The way I laid out Jay Moore is exactly what a general manager is going to say.
Okay, so
right.
Okay, you're going to play the role of Jalen Carter.
Yeah,
and I'm Ryan Poles. Jalen, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming up here. We are interested in you. I've done my homework that you're a good person. You have gifts from the good Lord. You're 6'5", 330 pounds, and you've got freakish athletic ability. What's going on? Why are we having a problem getting you ready for the next phase of your life? How do you want to fix that, Jalen?
As a 21-year-old, I wouldn't know exactly the right words. But as a 50-year-old, I'm saying I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I need to be able to straighten out my life. And I need an organization to help me through that process so I can be part of the family, so I can focus on what I love the most, football. Now, he might not say it the way I just said it at 21, but that should be along his – he's got to be thinking in that mindset that I'm screwing with the money. When I'm doing this, I'm screwing with the money, meaning that I'm a commodity, but now I'm throwing my life away because of this nonsense.
He wants to secure the bag.
But I say it with perspective.
Because you're 50.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's the difference, right?
Correct. It's very easy for me to sit here as a talk show host who's 62 going, I made a bad mistake.
Yeah.
Bet on me because I will not let you down. Because if Ryan Poles misses on the ninth pick, that's his legacy.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Ryan Pace.
More of your phone calls coming up in Shot or No Shot in 2 minutes right here on the Home of the Bears.